Thank you for those beautiful songs this morning, for the anointing that God has put upon this service this morning. 6:47-6:48. We'll be in that neighborhood as we're saying God's precious word. In this beautiful portion of God's word, the word praise is mentioned so many times. The word praise is used 22 times in these chapters. The last five chapters or divisions of the Psalms, just five divisions, that's used 10 times. That phrase, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The word praise, it means to lift up, to rejoice. We'll deal with that a little bit later on, what God has shown us in his word about the word praise. But he tells us to praise the Lord. These verses. I love the song that we hear at Christmas time and all year long sometime, the Hallelujah Chorus of Praise, written in 1741. And I love that. Handel's Messiah. Different groups sing it differently. We had in our Christmas program a few years ago some very talented people that sang that. And it was such a blessing. Hallelujah Chorus. But I want to look at these thoughts this morning, because God has a hallelujah chorus of praise. And he has that, and he's listening to it at all the times. We're part of that. We'll see that this morning. And then in that hallelujah chorus of praise, the songwriter said, "For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and he shall reign forever and ever. King of kings, forever and ever, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord of lords, forever and forever, hallelujah." Our job, as the rest of this course, is to praise God. Let's look at Psalms 146, the first verse and the last verse, and these last five divisions of the psalm. We'll read those as introductions to the message. Psalms 146, 1. We'll read the first verse, and then we'll read the last verse and each division. It begins with praise ye the Lord. It ends with praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul. Verse 10, the Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. 147:1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Verse 20, he hath not dwelt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. 148:1, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the height. Verse 14, he also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. 149:1, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Verse 9, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. 151. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And in those 10 times that we read, the word praise ye, that's you, that's me, that's his hallelujah chorus. But specifically, he has wanted us to understand and know it's our duty, it's our job, it's comely, it's exciting, and God expects us to. In every case, he mentions Lord with all capital letters. That means Jehovah, the self-existent one, the one and only God, the one true God. Our job is to praise the Lord, exalt his name. And I was interested as I was studying this, and let me give you the background of this message. 30 years ago, I was reading before I went to bed, Psalms 146, 7, 8, 9, and 50. And as I lay there at the bed, I was reading it, just casual reading. I wasn't preparing a message. I already thought I had a message for the next day. It was on the Saturday night. And as I was reading those, I drifted off to sleep for about 10 minutes. And the Lord woke me up and showed me the next, that was about 12 o'clock, showed me the next 6 hours or so, his hallelujah course of praise relayed to the scripture, of course. So after that, for the next year, I preached 49 messages on the subject, 7 about each of the courses that he had. 7 times 7 is 49, and counting the introduction, that was 50. That was at a church I was at previous before I came here. Then I came here, and I don't take notes. I didn't take any notes. I don't save notes. I have some this morning. God has given me some new thoughts. But I didn't save any of those notes. And then when I came here, the Lord said, start that again. I only preached 10 messages, not 50 that time. And so I kind of laid it in the back of my mind. But he woke me up the other night and said, it's time to get out and let's look at that hallelujah course of praise I've got. Because we as people, it's the first of the year. We've already heard the introduction of Brother Randy, a new year. We make a lot of resolutions. But what if we made a resolution and stuck with it? That as for me and my house, we will praise ye the Lord. Praise is comely. Praise is what God expects us to do. And if you and I would learn what he wants us to know. Now, I love courses and I love singing. I remember when I was in Washington, D.C., I love bands, I love concerts. I would go to hear the National Marine Band play often at the University of Maryland, or sometimes they would play around the Capitol building, and everybody was so in tune. Our singing here is so wonderful because people are in tune. Have you ever heard groups sing, or maybe you as an individual sing and don't carry the tune? And maybe you got 50 people in the choir, but one of them is off key, off tune. Messes the whole thing up, doesn't it? Well, God has a hallelujah course of praise consisting of 7 groups, 7 being his perfect number, of course, and we're listed last. And the rest of them, as we're going to find out, is all in tune. But you and I and our nation and the world, we're about out of tune. But what if we picked up on our end, because God's listening and God's observing all of his hallelujah course of praises we're going to see this morning. So I was interested, what is the first time he mentions the word praise? And I looked up, and I know God's consistent in his word. And since he's consistent in his word, I knew before I even looked up, it had to be something about his son, Jesus. And rightly so, let's look at the first time he mentions that word. Praise is used 248 times in the word of God, but it would be found in Genesis 29:35. And sure enough, it relates to his son, Jesus. Listen to it. And she conceived again, that would be Leah, that is Jacob's wife, and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Notice all capital letters, the self-existent one, the true God, Jehovah is his name. Therefore she called his name Judah and left barren. Judah is in the lineage of Jesus, and the word Judah means praising. God is so consistent in his word. I wish you and I could learn to be just a little bit consistent as we live our life, as we learn to praise him. And I can't wait to get to the message if God lets me preach through these again. 7 messages he gave me on how we praise the Lord. There's so much in the word of God about praise, and it's not just lifting your voice in song, although that's one. But there are many, many times he uses praise in the word of God, and we praise the Lord in many different categories. The word praise means to be boastful of. It means to confess to God and confess that He is God. It means to confess our sins to God. The word praise means to exalt Him, to lift Him up, to give Him glory, to give Him thanks. The word praise in the Word of God, now this is biblical definitions, not my definitions, God's definition. The best way to have a commentary is the Bible itself. Just let the Word of God speak to your heart. It means to proclaim with praise God. It means to shine in God's favor. Everywhere you go, just live a life for God. And that's why He said in His precious Word that don't let that light that He has put in your heart be hid. Don't put it under a bushel. But we praise God in their life, in their living. The Word, of course, Lord, is the existing one. Now let's go through and look at this hallelujah chorus of praise that God has given us in His precious Word. Let's look at the first two verses of Psalms 148. Remember, there are seven groups that God is looking at and God lists. And the first group are praising God around the throne. Listen carefully. Verse 1, praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. And then look at the book of Job. Job tells us a little bit about those things that's going on in the Word of God around the throne and many other places. Remember, hopefully there'll be seven messages one of these days that God will give me again. Hopefully, He's already said He would. About this host of heaven praising God, the angels praising God, and all hosts of God. But this will help us this morning. Look at Job 38, 4 through 7. God's doing speaking. Job is a little exalted. And all these things came upon Job, a righteous man. But when God tried him, he found out he had some pride in there. He had some self-esteem. He had raised up on what he knew. And so God allowed things to happen to him. Verse 4, where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if I have understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if I know it? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. So the scripture teaches us that this praise in heaven was going on by the angels as God was creating all that there was, the earth and the stars and the moon and all the galaxies and all the angels were there. And so the first group that's always been praising God was the angels, the angelic host, and they were giving God the honor and glory just about His name. That is still going on in heaven, always has been going on in heaven. God sees that. He understands that He created them to give Him honor and praise. We'll look at that more carefully. So this Psalms 148 and the seven hallelujah chorus of praise, of course, correspond to the creation. We've already seen that. So let's look at Genesis chapter 1. As we go along, if we have time, we'll look at some of these correlations about God's hallelujah chorus of praise 7 and the 6 days of creation. Of course, the seventh day He rested. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Where were the angels? What was going on in heaven as He was creating the heaven and the earth? The Bible just told us in Job that they were praising the Lord. And they're still praising God. And may I add, they are in tune. Well, let's go a little bit farther. There was a third part of the angels under Lucifer that rebelled and says, we'll lift ourselves up above the Most High God. We don't need God. What happened when they got out of tune? They got kicked out of heaven. And they came down to planet Earth. And man yielded to that, and Adam and Eve yielded to Satan as he disguised himself And now they have been every since in sin. But Christ the Redeemer, of course, Adam was the first that fell, and Christ Jesus is the one, the second Adam, that came to redeem us, to restore. Jesus is the one that came to get this generation and all previous generation man back in tune. And you and I'm afraid in my lifetime, our nation has failed. We're still failing. But hopefully this series of messages, if we'll listen to what God says, will help us to understand that our part is to praise you, the Lord, in every aspect of our life. So let's look at the second group, and we'll find that in verse 3 through 6 of the book of Psalms. Now he's talking about the celestial heaven. There's three heavens, Paul tells us that. The heaven where God dwells, we just saw that. They're all in tune, all praising God, have been. Take a lot of time to understand all that's going on up there, and we still don't know it all, but we know what God told us in his precious word. We'll look at that. But now he talks about the heavens above the atmosphere. Remember, the second heaven is where the stars, the planets are, and all those billions times billions of stars that man says probably more stars than there are grains of sand on the seashore. That's a lot of stars. God the Creator. Listen to what he says in Psalms 148, 3 through 6. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavenly heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. And Job tells us that when the morning stars sang together, and scientists tell us that every star is a different shade of light. If you look at all these lights, even though man has tried to get the color as close to resemblance, if you look at it under a machine that would tell you the true color, they're all off a little bit. The only true light, of course, that man has that never changes is the sunlight. And what is the sunlight? If you're an artist, you would probably have a light in your art studio from the North Star. The only true light is from the north. Why? God says that glory cometh not from the south, the east, or the west, but glory comes from the north. Somewhere up in the third heaven in the north country is that true light, and that true light is Jesus Christ. We're to praise him. We're to give him honor and glory for that. Listen at the correlation now back in Genesis chapter 1, 3 through 5. Remember, the first part was always been. Now the second part, let's look at the creation in Genesis 1, verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. See, that light is the stars, the moon, and all those, and even Paul says, all of them have different glories. You and I look maybe even through a magnifying microscope or telescope, rather, and we try to zoom in. I was at the observatory one time in Texas, way up in the hill country of Texas, and through filters, we got to look at the sun. Of course, you can't look at it with your naked eyes, or at least you shouldn't. I wasn't told that as a little boy, and I don't have a good eyesight today because of it, no doubt. But nonetheless, through filters, and God has allowed us to look through filters. We don't see as he sees. But God sees all the glories, every star, no doubt echoing the glory to God. And can you imagine, we go around and we look at Christmas lights. Ah, beautiful. He did it different. She did it different. They do it. It's all beautiful. Well, God sees every star. He hears them as they sing together. And that's just one part of the hallelujah chorus of praise. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day of creation. Light and darkness separated. Jesus, the light of the world. Adam sinned. Eve sinned. Eve's the mother of all living. Christ Jesus came to redeem fallen man and to show us that true light. And all the second part of the chorus of praise are given honoring God. But then the next thing we're going to see is the vastness above the earth. Psalms 148 and verse 7. Praise ye the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deep. I didn't understand this fully, still don't understand it fully, but more fully than I did when I started correlating back with the creation. And that's found in Genesis 1, 6 through 8. And God said, let them there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament. And divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. The word firmament, of course, is all that is above our atmosphere. He goes down and he talks about, praise you, Lord, in this particular group from the depth. Scientists tell us that the depths of the ocean are much deeper than the tallest mountain is tall. So God wants to know in this group of people that or of things that was praising God, praise you, Lord, from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. So he said, from the very deepest part of earth, all the way up to heaven, let everything praise the Lord. So we know we'll go through these later, Lord willing. All the things in the deep, if you can imagine the whale life and the great fish. I wonder if he was thinking about that fish that he would create to swallow Jonah and the great waters. And then that fish, of course, would vomit him up on dry land so he could go proclaim the glories of God, so he could teach the people at Nineveh how they ought to be praising the Lord. You know what happened? From the lowest person to the king, they decide that we will praise the Lord, and God was going to destroy them. And the only reason he didn't is because they learned that from their hearts they need to praise the Lord. So from all deeps, all the dragons and all the creation, all the way from the depths, all the way up to heaven, the portals of heaven, are praising the Lord. Let's look at the next group. It would be in our atmosphere. Now, we're a little bit familiar with our atmosphere. We saw the beautiful snow, and if you don't like snow, it's still beautiful coming down. You may not like the drive-in as I do, but at least we can enjoy it looking through our windows. And every snowflake, they say there's none too alike. Well, I'd just like to see a few thousand of them collected together, how the wind blows them. See, God is seeing every snowflake from all across the world. That's just one part of his course of praise. But they don't just include the snowflakes. Look what else it includes. Verse 8, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Can you imagine all that's going on in planet Earth, not only now, but continually? With all the lightnings, I love to watch lightnings. I know it's dangerous, and I don't tempt God, and I stay away from it, and I don't sit under trees, and I don't hold barbed wire fences. But just to drive around and see the lightnings flash, and understand that lightning has a purpose. There's seven types of lightning. Some scientists disagree and say there's more or less, but in my study of it, there's seven, God's perfect number. Sure, there would be. And even in when God sent all the plagues on Egypt and Pharaoh, he talks about a certain type of lightning that's very uncommon but still real today. It's a ball lightning that just goes across the horizon of the earth. I've never seen that myself, but God does. And God sees all the different lightnings. Right now on planet Earth, in our atmosphere, or thousands and perhaps millions of lightning strikes. Beautiful they are, but God sees every one. He hears every sound. And lightning has such amazing things as it hits the particles of the rain. It separates it into fertilizer. It fertilizes your garden and your apple trees and different things. God has a purpose. Not only the benefits of lightning that way, but think of all the germs. Boy, wouldn't we like to have a bunch of lightning that would go flash, flash, and billions of volts of electricity destroying all those germs all around. Boy, we need more of that, don't we? God has a way, and the power of God and the fire of God destroys all the sin of the world. Remember, praise, one of the aspects is confess our sins. That's praising God. And confess that He is Lord God. That's one of the aspects of praise. So we see not only the fire and the hail, the snow and the vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Everything God has. Remember, that's just one part of the praise of God. But He sees it all. You and I this morning were blessed to hear songs sung, and you got to participate as well as that and singing praise to God. We heard it. The people out there watching by sermon audio and by the way of Facebook and other churches too, no doubt, they're hearing singing and preaching that magnifies God. Well, He hears every word that's being echoed. If you and I this morning could have the means to, you wouldn't want to, believe me, amplifiers that would amplify every sound that's going through these airways right now. Some of the sounds and videos that you would see would be awful. Well, God sees them, and many of them are out of tune. There's nothing but what God sees. It's part of His hallelujah, of course, of praise, but so much of it is out of tune. Well, we've got to hurry. We've only looked at four out of the seven. We quickly tried to look at the other three. Look at the next verse. That would be verse 9. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Mountains, can you imagine? You and I hopefully love the mountains. We're calling it the foothills. But the mountains with the snow, and then the mountains where the breeze blows and the fresh air is. And we love the mountains and all hills. And that thrills my soul to get out and see God's creation, doesn't it? Choose just to get out and see. Well, I can only see, my area of view is not very wide, and neither is yours. But God sees every mountain, every hill, every tree, every bloom, every apple at all times. It's wonderful just to drive through our apple orchards around here and see the blossoms and then the pears and all the other things. We just get thrill out of that. Well, that's part of God's hallelujah praise. And He sees it all. And He hears a gentle wind blow. And then sometimes God blows His gentle wind in their midst, right in the middle of a worship. He'll just blow that Holy Ghost wind right in their hearts so we can magnify. He wants to help us in our part of praising Him. Praise ye the Lord, the self-existing one. And then He mentions specifically cedars. I wonder if He was thinking about those cedar trees that came from Lebanon when they had taken those beautiful cedar trees and hauled them over and built part of the house of God, the temple that Solomon built to give praise and honor to God. Everything on planet earth and below the earth and atmosphere and above the earth is about praising God. He created all for His honor and His glory and His praise. The next group, verse 10, beast, all cattle, creeping things, flying fowl. We have just a few squirrels out behind the house, and they work really hard getting those white oak acorns and red oak acorns all fall long, and they store them, no doubt, in the trees. But sometimes they're wormy, and sometimes they're half rotten. That's all they got. So I was even out this morning throwing that bread to the squirrels. And then I've got a bunch of crows that come. And the reason I allow crows to come, well, I can't do anything about it anyway, but I feed them purposely so they will come. Why do I do that? just an old raven. Well, there's another reason I do that. See, I've got a lot of bird feeders, and a lot of birds come all year long. But there's this big old hawk. He just stays around all the time. And when he's around, the birds don't come. Well, I found a way, and it's God's way. I just kind of learned a little bit. And on the farm, I realized that, you know, crows, they take up your corn, you plant, and they eat your corn on the stalk. But you let a hawk come around, and he won't stay long if there's a crow around. And so I feed those crows, and when Mr. Hawk comes in, they're there always because I feed them. And when Mr. Hawk comes in to devour those little birds of mine, those crows drive him away. God's got it all figured out. So I was out this morning feeding the squirrels and feeding the ravens. And God sees it all. I just love to hear animals speak to one another, don't you? You ever sit down on the seashore and hear the dolphins, you know, come up and jump? And God sees that. Can you imagine? God that has a view of all of his creation all the time. Several different groups of me tell us. And everything's in tune except one. And that's one that we want to deal with lastly and mostly. Man. Let's look at the last part of God's hallelujah chorus of praise. We'll find out in the next verse. Well, let me go back and finish this on creeping things. You talk about flying fowl. Remember, he looked ahead of time, of course, when he had this written. Remember the raven that came and fed out by the brook? There was Elijah, and the brook dried up, and the ravens fed him. And God got glory out of there. In fact, he sent the ravens. And many times in the Word of God, he used an insect. He used hornets to invade the enemy. He used donkeys that talked and told people of their sins. And God uses animals all the way through, and he still get glory and honor and praise out of every creeping thing, out of everything he created. So let's do our part to share with this other six groups of the hallelujah chorus of praise and see if we can't pick it up. Let's see how we're going to do that. Look at the next verse. He tells us in verse 11, kings of the earth and all people. That's me and that's you. Princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, every one of us included, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. I won't go very deep into the subject this morning. I just want to spend a few minutes talking about you and I doing our part in this hallelujah praise. We've already talked about how awful it is sometimes if you hear, and fortunately we don't have to hear that very often, but I have heard, and you have too. You've been places where there's one instrument bad out of tune, or maybe too loud, or somebody bad out of tune, and you know, just wanted to leave a scene, you know? You're trying to listen at the 99.9% of the good, but the one out of tune's messing the whole thing up. Well, God's looking at everything, see? And he sees every action. He knows every attitude. And he knows every heart. And he knows every thought that we have. And that is part that should be giving honor and praise to him, exalting him, confessing him, rejoicing in him, hoping in him, giving honor and praise to him, not only today, but all the moments of our life. And every one of us, this day, before the new year even begins, let's determine, because God is watching. And just try to put yourself just a little bit in the mind of someone that can see everything, and the flowers blooming, and the donkeys braying, and the sheep doing that beautiful sound, and the doves making their sounds, and everything is so unison and so perfect. And next time you start thinking wrong or doing wrong or not wanting to do right, just look at yourself and say, hey, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I don't want to mess up the praise. All people, praise ye the Lord. Our job should be our intent, should be our satisfaction, our glory. And remember, God honors. I've heard of, we've got people in our church that's got talented children that plays orchestras and stuff. And when they're really good, they get elevated and they get, hey, when you and I are in tune with Him and living and serving and praising, don't you think He wants to promote us? He wants to exalt us. He wants to lift us up. Now, if you exalt yourself, you're going to fall. But when God lifts you up because of your deeds and your righteousness and your glory, I didn't say the righteousness you have, but righteousness imputed in you that you allow to control you. And Paul says, I die daily. I bring myself under subjection. Now, if Paul had that problem, I'm sure most of us do. The flesh gets exalted. The flesh has pride. God hates pride. God hates the way of the world, and God wants to redeem the world through and by Jesus Christ, and He wants to use you, and He wants to use me. And when we exalt His name, and when we give Him honor, glory, and praise, and we praise the name of the Lord, the self-existent one, Jehovah God, the only one true God, then God is listening. Our job, until He comes, praise ye the Lord. Would you stand this morning? Brother Randy, have a song of invitation. What's on your heart? Altar is open. All those that would like to have a desire in your heart to be more like Him. That's what it's all about. Being more like Jesus. So many times in my prayer life, I don't do it out of a habit. I just, the right thing to do. And Lord, help me be more like You. That says a lot. If from your heart you desire to be more like Him, then you will learn more and more every day, and I too, how to praise ye the Lord. Altar's open. You want to commit to Him. You want to submit.